Welcome to Big Foamy Head, Show 48, Stone 10th Anniversary Gear Show. Okay, thanks to Clark from clarkheadblogspot.com, or the guys from Dude Night, in other words. We have a bottle of Stone 10th Anniversary India Pale Ale. Just cracked it open. It's got some beautiful artwork on the front. I don't want to beat a dead horse, because I know a lot of people have already tasted this and sampled it on air and done shows about it, but now it's our turn.
Yeah, this is good. And of course, I'm partial to anything by Stone. Because they're not afraid of the hop. But, man, this is good. It's got a nice little sweetness around it, but the hops are not going anywhere.
No, they're not. It's some fairly serious hopping. It's an interesting read and maybe three-point font on the back of the bottle, which I recommend putting your reading glasses on and kind of reading through. There's a story about...
But you can summarize.
Bill Sherwood's son, who Sawyer, apparently who caught ALD... I won't even try to pronounce it, but it's a fatal disease, and his son had died from it, but they had started a fundraiser and a foundation to support it, and that's one of Stone Brewing Company's charitable organizations that they give to frequently, and the Stone 10th Anniversary charity was involved with that.
Okay, so proceeds from this beer then are going to a
very good cause.
A very good cause.
Each year, Stone puts out an anniversary beer.
Mm-hmm.
We had the 9th anniversary beer.
Right, and in July.
In July when we were having our anniversary show.
Despite being mocked by other people who think it's ridiculous to do anniversary shows.
Who forgot to do their own anniversary is what happened. So now they're just bitter, bitter, bitter guys.
That's right.
Anyway, this was inspired by a brick of Summit Hops that was set on two of the brewer's desks, Egan and Bill Sherwood's desk. And they had a little competition to see who can make the best beer out of using those Summit Hops. And this is the result.
And which one was it? That one?
Summit. This 10th Egan? Anniversary is the brew that won that competition.
Right, but who was the guy?
Egan something.
Egan, right. Okay. Well, it's good. We're not getting much talking done while
John Egan.
Busy sucking down the beer. But as you can hear in the background, and as we opened the show with, you heard the name of the show is the Stone Beer 10th Anniversary or Stone 10th Anniversary Beer Show.
There you go.
That the connection there? That is a song called Two Rolling Stoned. And there you go. Get it? Stone?
Oh, I get
it. Yeah. We're getting all cerebral here, but that's Robin Trower. And
classic guitarist.
Classic guy. I love Robin Trower's guitar work, and I always think of him as a blues guy, but more on the most rock edge of blues that you can get. And as you're listening to this song, you hear it starts off, you know, rock beat, boom, ba doom, ba doom, and then goes to blues halfway through. And
there's a real good backdrop blues. For our opening.
Yeah. But we got some more coming up from him because that song is 32 years old right there.
That'll make you feel old?
Yes, sir.
If you remember the day that came out. Well, and you went down and bought the LP or the 8-track.
That I don't. I think I was not quite aware of it then. But, you know, this was after Procol Harum. So this guy's been around forever, right? And we got some new stuff from him out now. And,
excellent.
Let's see, has he gone to the Backstreet Boys type of thing or not? Well, we'll find out.
No, I'm going to guess not.
So you brought this back. We kind of like started out in the middle, but this is a result from your trip. Out
right.
To San Diego with the boys from...
We met up with Clark Head, the Dude Night guys, and Groucho and Chud from the Beer Report.
Yeah, that was
and
great.
And just had a rocking good time. The Dude Night guys are some exceptional hosts. And, we went to the 10th Anniversary Beer Festival.
Right.
And then we went and had dinner with them. Okay. So everybody had made a dish and, you know, they were...
And they made barbecue, right?
There was some pulled pork and...
Okay. And so that's our barbecue segment of the show is a review of Clark's barbecue.
Yeah, hog dog.
Hog dog. Oh, hog dog.
And it was very good. It was good.
Good job. All right.
I don't think he quite had time to smoke it, but he did an oven recipe, and the flavors were exceptional.
Okay.
So
all right.
Whatever you used as a rub was very good.
Good. Well, hopefully got a little learning from us. I
know Gonzo made some sweaty balls. These were little... cheese and meat balls wrapped with a flour coating of some sort, and quickly fried just to make them crunchy on the outside.
Yeah,
some marinara sauce, an olive, basil, very good.
Okay,
and then Clark made some homemade French fries that he cut up and blanched, and you know went through the whole process. So
and Groucho and Chud,
they were like me; they were leeches.
Okay,
no, I brought home brews.
Yeah, you did. You took beer with you.
Yeah, so
in addition to bring it back,
we did a little beer sampling of the home brews.
Cool,
and it was just a great day.
I bet. You know, I know, and it sucks that I wasn't there, but y'all managed to have a good time without me,
and we got some video of it.
That's right, and I just watched the video.
So go to Dude Night and check out the video. It's actually pretty fun.
Yeah, and I'm guessing he's going to plug it on YouTube or Google or somewhere, and we'll link to it as well. Because that's a good glimpse into why would somebody go to a beer festival?
Yeah, and it's promoting three podcasts at once.
And you were getting a lot of play in that video.
Well, apparently so.
They enjoyed that, and they are watching you chatting up some chickie at the beer show.
Some women, which we have an audio sample of that we'll play during this show. So.
All right. Well, that was good. You were representing.
Trying to from Memphis.
And I appreciated Groucho. My wife and I are watching it, and he starts doing his imitation of the guy. And she said, is he making fun of you?
He is.
Yes, he is.
That's funny.
That's
okay. Stone 10th anniversary beer, IBUs, lots.
Yeah.
Alcohol by volume, 10%. Very good for a 10th anniversary beer. Available in 22-ounce bottles, 3-liter bottles, and limited draft. I saw a 3-liter bottle at BevMo in California. It's a monster.
That is a giant-ass bottle of beer.
That is. Bottle release date, August 21st, 2006. Appearance is deep copper amber with a light tan, dense head. Aroma, real hoppy with pronounced piney hop aromatics, combined with layers of pineapple and mango tropical fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And bitter with some nice complexity, provided by lightly roasted malt. This is all coming straight off Stone's webpage.
Yeah.
And I agree with everything.
Palate is full body bitter with some hotness from the alcohol. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Delivers on everything. Hops, malt, and flavor. We hope everyone's as stoked about this beer as we were when we first tasted it. Yeah, it's good.
It's giving me flashbacks to Dogfish Head 120, actually.
Yeah.
It's a big
just
beer
a little
like
bit.
That.
Yeah, it is a big beer. But I guess 10% is the bottom of the big beers. To
yeah.
Me. I mean, it's
right.
It's
Dogfish Head 120 was up to 20%. Yeah. Alcohol
yeah.
by volume?
Yeah, yeah. That's like baby seal clubbing. I mean, you go and drink it, and the next thing you know, you're laying on the ground, all your money's gone. And
yeah, you don't want to.
This
clubbing
is,
baby seals.
This will deliver
good.
A subtle beating, a gentle beat, the velvet fist.
Well, it will take twice as long to beat you up, I guess.
Yeah, but man, this is good stuff. I can see drinking way too much of this too fast.
So I wonder if this is like. I know it's not pure Summit. I think they mixed in a whole bunch of different other hops.
Yeah, they got their Chinooks and all of that in there. I thought I saw. Yeah, here we go. Including Chinook, Crystal, large doses of Simcoe in the dry hop. Is that what you?
No, Summit. The new Summit hop variety okay. in the brew house. So that's
yeah,
the bitterness.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, in addition
okay,
to
that's
the
right.
Summit. Yeah.
The Summit, if I remember right, has an extreme bittering potential. So what they do is they throw that in the beginning of the boil, and it. You know, you can use a lot less Summit hops, so it's actually economically viable.
Okay.
So that adds to the bitterness.
Well, because they were people who went nuts with Chinook hops. And you could always tell that because it's got that real piney taste, which this has that piney aftertaste. And
well, what I was hoping that this was pure Simcoe or something so that you could just say, okay, that is a signature beer for Simcoe hops, but it's not. It's been blended.
Well, I guess
with
that's
four
what you
different hops.
Gotta
so.
Do. Colossal beer, big in every sense. So it's a great beer, and we've got some interviewage that you did. Take
yeah, I've got some intros and stuff. It starts off with Russian River, Pliny the Elder.
All right, I'm at the Stone Brewing 10th Anniversary Festival. I'm here with the guys from Dude Night, Clark, Gonzo, and Hog Dog, and here with the guys from the Beer Report, Groucho and Chud. And start off with the day with an exceptional beer. This is the Pliny the Elder. I've had one taste, and I can already grab the hops. It's amazing. It's golden color. It's got a nice fizz to it. Beautiful stuff.
So apparently you like that beer. Why did you want to go to Russian River?
Well, Russian River is one of the reasons I went out there. I'd been hearing so much about Pliny the Elder, and there's Pliny the Younger. And he's got a Damnation Belgian Ale, which he had in a 3-liter bottle. There were some pictures of them. Vinny Silaruso, I think that's how you say
and
his name.
And that's the Russian River guy?
He's the brewer there.
Okay.
And I've heard an interview where he was, you know, he spoke, and actually a couple of different shows I've heard him on where he's doing audio. And he just seemed like a remarkable brewer, and I was really looking forward to trying his product. So.
And it was everything you thought.
Yes, and cool. I am going to still order a Pliny the Elder beer kit from More Beers. I'm hoping to make 5 gallons
this
of that.
This is a big beer, right?
It wasn't as extreme as I thought it was. Yeah. I thought it was going to be a big hoppy monster.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It was well-balanced. It was very good drinking. It's a strong IPA.
Yeah. But speaking of giant hoppy monsters and seal clubbing style, this next interview is Clark is giving his review, and he apparently slipped his wife a Dogfish 120.
Well, she went to the Dogfish Head line, and that was the longest line there that day.
Yeah.
I mean, it was continuously just filled with maybe 50 to 100 people waiting for whatever Dogfish Head was giving out.
All right. Well, let's see what they say.
All right, Clark, what'd you think of the Pliny the Elder?
Well, as always, it's a fantastic beer. It's a lot of depth. It's really not overly hoppy. A lot of people think it's a real hop bomb, but it's not. I like it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I'm enjoying this, too. It's going very well with my bratwurst and sauerkraut that I'm having.
Yeah,
so.
Looks delicious.
A little bit of the Midwest here. So
a far cry from what my wife is drinking right now.
Which 120-minute IPA from Dogfish. Not exactly what I'd have gone for right away.
What's she thinking of the 120?
I think she's thinking it's extremely sweet, and she's right.
Yeah. They got the 90-minute Dogfish Head, too, so I'm going to go for that.
Anyway. I'm glad she's drinking it now and not later. She's got to drive me home.
So I'm guessing Clark got home okay.
Yeah, he did. Okay, his wife stopped drinking the 120 after that.
And we are now on our second beer that you graciously brought back.
Smoke Porter. I don't believe this is available in this area. Have you seen it?
I have never seen this. Had no idea they did anything as tame as a porter.
It's right.
Like stone smoked porter, right?
Yeah. North County, San Diego. That's 5.9% alcohol by volume.
That's a good beer there. And yeah, it's got the smoke.
I was putting my nose in there trying to smell some smoke. Yeah. I didn't smell any, but then the first taste is like, boom. Okay, it's right to race.
I think it's all in the taste. It's not so much in the nose itself. And this is they used a bigger typeface. I think it's up to 5 point. I don't know what the hell.
They've got some remarkable artwork on the bottles. I don't know how you get that kind of detail when it's
The screen print. Yeah,
yeah,
the
screen
print. They got a little deal here about the gargoyle, a fearsome figure carved from stone that has powers to ward off evil spirits. Our stone gargoyle wards off modern day evil spirits such as chemical preservatives, etc. Okay, marketing splooge there.
Mm-hmm.
Stone smoked porter, deep mahogany around the edges. And approaching pitch black in the center. I'll agree with that. I was holding it up to the light, couldn't see anything. Mysterious, smoky, and edging on decadent. Well, I don't know about this. But, hey, touching base here, it says connivingly complex, excellent with just about any barbecued meats.
There you go.
There you go.
And why would we love that? Because we're about the beer blues and barbecue.
All right, good for Stone. Now, this is very good. I mean, this is like the smoke and stuff. Really, if you had given this to somebody and said, try to identify it, you'd be hard-pressed. I mean, it could be it's a smoked beer, and I guess if you knew, porters are smoked a bunch.
Yeah, well, I would say a smoked porter. But
it's in there. It's kind of hard to tell that it is a porter. There's not a lot of chocolate or coffee.
Or a smoked stout. I mean, it's in between a porter and a stout. So it's 100% natural, only barley, hops, water, and yeast are used. No additives, no chemical preservatives, no pasteurization, no adjuncts.
And we're fixing to listen to a couple of more quick hits and reviews.
We're just going to throw them together because if we intro each segment, it's going to take 10 years.
Yeah, it'll take forever. So we've got some Alesmiths, Avery's, Bear Republics, and who knows what coming up here. So take a listen.
All right, so Alesmith Tent, Alesmith Brewing Company out of San Diego, California, here with Clark still, and I'm drinking the Wee Heavy. What'd you get?
I got Little Devil. It's their Belgian-style golden ale.
Yeah, Wee Heavy is a Scotch-style ale. I should have mentioned that. It's dark. It's kind of sweet. I'm not going overboard on this one. That's
smoky?
No.
You sense any smoke? Sometimes I'll put some peated malt in there.
What would happen if you marinated that for a little while in something like this?
Well, that is just...
No, I do like that.
This is a single hop.
I think the Little Devil is the winner here, though.
Did you have this one?
Which one's that?
No, what is that?
Alpine?
Oh, Alpine is supposed to be very good.
Cat piss.
Is it cat piss?
Oh, so cat piss.
Seriously, I heard Alpine.
Did she
good.
Just say cat piss?
She said cat piss.
Like
and they seem to be saying that cat piss is good.
Okay, well. Good cat piss versus
cat
piss.
I wouldn't want to be the Alpine Brewing Company trying to make that an advertising campaign.
So this is Alpine Brewing Company, Alpine, California.
That way it smells is the way it tastes.
Very strong hopped.
Yeah.
I have never tasted cat piss before, but...
Well, I'll tell you what. If that's cat piss, pull me a glass.
Yeah, seriously. That's not bad at all.
And they have a more hoppy one. This is the least hoppy.
Wow.
They have more hoppy.
That's a really... It's a really fresh, not a bitter.
No, right. It's like having grass in your mouth.
Now, just out of curiosity, how do you know what
cat piss tastes like.
I'd like to know that myself. Oh, okay.
That's what I said. I never tasted it.
Oh, okay.
It tastes like cat
piss. Oh, fuck.
Smells.
After about 10 beers, cat piss is good.
Yeah.
Well, just hold the cat up and squeeze it. It's kind of like a Boda bag. You know, it squirts.
I'm sure you didn't see Beer Fest. No one saw Beer Fest. But there's a scene where they're drinking ram piss. That's how they train, by drinking ram piss.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what a movie.
If you can drink that,
What's
you can drink
movie?
Anything.
What's the
Beer
movie?
Fest.
Beer Fest.
Beer Fest.
Oh. They're drinking ram piss and loads of gratuitous nudity. It's a movie for me.
Yeah, there's one scene where it's like they're just ripping their tops off. Three or four girls in a row, you know. Totally contrived. Totally gratuitous. Hated it. I just hate that.
I smell Oscar.
Yeah, I smell Oscar, too. Anyway, so... I don't know. I think I'm... Are you going to try the Alpine?
No.
Yeah,
no, I've had some cat piss already.
Yeah, we just tasted it, so I don't think we need to use a ticket. Oh, that's the thing about the Stone Brewing Festival. They give you 10 tokens on your armband, and after that, you're done. So, something to consider. And the Avery Brewing Company, they brought a 13th anniversary ale. It's a Doppelbock. It's dark, fairly sweet, almost no head, but it does have carbonation to it. Avery Doppelbock.
Oh, yeah,
they've
Doppelbock?
Got a grand crew there, too. You want to try it?
No, you try it. Now, what is this?
Avery Doppelbock. It's about a 9%, 9.5% alcohol by volume. Pretty dark, little toasty guy. I think I'm about going back and getting the grand crew. That's a 14.9% alcohol by volume, so.
What's the difference between a Bock and a Doppelbock?
Doppelbock's more of what a Bock is. It's
this
just,
can also be seen on
more hops,
it sounds familiar because he was filming me while I was audio interviewing him. So we're double dipping.
Like double
yeah, that's funny, Zach.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I guess they've got triple Bock and quadruple Bock now. So it's not an exact multiplier, but it's stronger.
Compared to other Bocks that you've had, how is this holding up?
This is very good. I like Avery Brewing.
Yep.
They're one of my favorite breweries. They got a very good IPA.
Nice.
IPA.
Yeah.
This place is full of IPA.
Yeah, that's good. The best beer in the world, man.
Okay, so I'm trying the Bear Republic out of Healdsburg, California. And the beer I'm drinking right now is the Racer 5. Stuff's a golden orange color. A little bit of head to it. Of course, none of the beers are pouring with really big heads today. We're drinking out of 4-ounce shot glasses, so... We're not getting very large heads, but I tried this last night at the Yard House. It's a very nice chain of tap houses here in California. They've got about 150 beers and all the frou-frou food, fancy stuff. So, anyway, Bear Republic, this is what the Do Night guys featured on their video, the Hop Father. It's an extreme beer. It's very hoppy. It tastes like butter. It's going down like fantastic. Not literally like butter. It's not. There's no flaws to the taste. But it's great. Great hops. Great hoppy stuff. Bye. Okay, so one thing I have to comment on, the lines here are very long. For the major brewers, you can expect to stand in line for about 10, 15 minutes. So it's very crowded. Obviously, some of the tents have absolutely no one there. But the major brands do. So right now I'm drinking the Omegon. I had the Saison, and now that was very good. I tried that last night at the Yard House too. So now I'm trying the double. This double is quite good. It's a dark brown, spicy, smooth. Highly recommend the Omegon double. I'll look up the name and post it on the website when I get a chance.
So you had a bunch of different beers, and Omegon is fantastic.
Yeah, it's a Belgian beer company.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost strictly beer. Or Belgians out of New York. Anyway, we've opened up a Clark brew.
Man, this is good. This is...
It's labeled ambiguously as DT or TP, depending on how you look at the cap.
But this has got some spice to it. This has got like a little Belgian action going on, speaking of Belgian.
If it's Belgian triple, it's a wonderful
beer.
Man,
that must be – oh, man, that's good stuff. Way to go, Clark.
Now, Clark gave me four beers to bring home.
Very
I
nice.
Drank three of them in the hotel room.
Did you? Good for you.
they didn't make the trip back. So this is the last one.
You drank the weak ones.
No, they were all
it's
good.
It's like you were thinning the herd.
Well, one had sprung a leak, so I wanted to kill it before the carbonation disappeared.
One of them looked like it might spring a leak.
Yeah, the other one had a little bit too much headspace in it.
And the other one strayed too far from the other bottles, and you pounced on it.
Let's just say
that. You can rationalize it however you want.
They didn't make them back.
No.
They were so good, I couldn't wait to. So anyway, man. At least one of them made it back.
So the Lions were the down part. That was about the only down part.
And having 10 coupons.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, when you needed 20 or 30.
10 little pull tabs. I mean, I spent about an hour dry without beer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, out of a 2.5-hour festival.
Terrible.
That's kind of bad. So.
There should be a charity set up for you.
For me, that's right.
Because you go in an hour without a beer at a beer festival.
I finally borrowed a tab from a girl who didn't use all hers. And then I got yelled at big time.
Really?
Like, you cannot pull those off your arm wristband, blah, blah, blah. And it's like,
who fussed at you?
The lady that was serving up the beer.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. You should have had Chicky go get the beer for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, why don't we have a little musical interlude?
Yeah, we need a break. But there's some good stuff coming up, so stay tuned.
And we're going to play that Robin Trower song. Talked about, and this is an album he released last year, and he's got a new DVD out now, and he kind of went all the way back to his blues roots, playing a Robert Johnson tune that you'll recognize from Eric Clapton and Cream, and this is Crossroads.
Crossroads, fell down on my knees. Ask the Lord to please have mercy. Save me if you please. Standing at the crossroads, I tried to figure it out. Standing at the crossroads, I tried to figure out. Didn't nobody seem to know me. Everybody passed me by. We'll be right back.
still enjoying the Clark Head beer.
Man, and this is tasty. Clark, great job. We don't know what
it's complex.
Means. It says it's either DT or TP.
I think it's triple.
Or D plus or plus P.
Could be plus P.
I don't know. You know, apparently his labels are non-existent.
Well, his are about the same as mine.
But these are very good homebrew.
He's an exceptional brewer.
Yeah, you can't buy it anywhere, so suck it up, get over it. We're enjoying it. Take our word for it, because you can't have any. And we got some more interviews about
Crossroads.
That
song, mostly attributed to Clapton, right?
It is. Everybody thinks that, and it's based on Robert Johnson. Robert Johnson is the one who wrote it, and Robert Johnson, as blues lore would have us to believe, was a working man's blues singer, nothing of any great notoriety, and went down to the Crossroads, which are in one of three places around Clarksdale, Mississippi.
Which we need to take a road trip.
That's not
drunk talk. We are going to eventually take a road trip down there.
And supposedly he went out there, and at midnight the devil appeared, and he offered up his soul in return for fame and greatness, which he achieved, and then died at a rather young age. And so that's what this song is all about. But Eric Clapton and Cream are known for it. But this is like a more classic blues take on it.
But if you look at it, that's kind of the difference between the gospel and the blues, which in the early days, you know, blues were really looked down upon.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were mostly gospel
evil
singers.
That
right?
was evil so music. Bad
there's this
stuff,
whole conflict in the culture. So
yeah. So cool song. And we got some more interviews coming up.
Mm-hmm. We got a whole bunch of them coming up. Look forward to our discussion with Diane from San Diego.
Yeah, coming up.
As she talks about Beer Belly's Slow Food Convivium and Snail Trail.
Well, don't give it all away.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Here's some more.
All right. Well, I just stood in line for about 20 minutes, and it was worth it. I got the Stone Smoked Porter Chipotle. And this is an exceptional beer. Highly recommend it. This is right up my alley. I'm not a huge fan of the Arrogant Bastard. I think it's a little too bitter. But this beer is great. So I haven't had a bad beer yet. Sorry, guys. Somebody wants me to criticize stuff. But this is some of the best brewers in the world are here. It's a nice sunny day. California, the skies are blue. The women are fine. I'm serious about that. There's a lot of very good-looking women here. And the atmosphere is casual and mellow, California. So, having fun drinking the Stone Smoked Porter, Chipotle flavored. It's a little spicy. Kind of getting some heat from this thing. Okay, right. So I just went to the Green Flash Brewing Company. It's a local California company. The reason I went is it was recommended by Pacific Brew News Rick. Rick Sellers, I believe. And I got the Imperial IPA. This is one hoppy monster. This stands up to all the great hoppy West Coast beers that I've had so far. So, golden color. It's got a nice, smooth, creamy head. Almost orangish. Golden orange. It's extreme hops. You know, I've had a lot of hops today, so my palate is pretty much destroyed. But this cuts right through it. It's great stuff. So it's Green Flash Brewery. They're getting a lot of talk about these guys. So watch them. They're up and coming. Okay, right now I'm having the Lagunitas Imperial Red. I went up to the booth. I've heard a lot about Lagunitas. They're getting a lot of national attention also. I asked the girl, you know, for a recommendation. There was the IPA and then the Imperial Red. And she recommended that I get the Imperial Red because it's a seasonal. And it is reddish in color indeed, so it lives up to its name. And it's Imperial. It's a big beer. Boy, my palate is so wrecked, but, you know, this one seems to be a well-balanced beer. It's strong. It's got hops. It's got alcohol. But there's also a little bit of sweetness that I like. I would love to have some of these. So far, this is one of the better beers I've had today. Anyway, saying that about all the beers, but like I said before, these are some great breweries, and they're bringing their best.
So you got to have some good beers there, sounds like, with some smaller breweries that otherwise you'd have no exposure to, right?
Right. I mean, that was half the reason I went. I didn't actually, I don't want to say this because it's Stone Anniversary Show, but I didn't go to drink the Stone beer. I went to sample the other breweries that they brought in.
Now, did anybody give any funny looks because you're standing there talking to yourself in a microphone?
Yes. It was kind of a magnet for other people to, they saw something was going on or who's that guy? Because I'd always try and isolate myself and get away from the hubbub of the crowd. Yeah. And people would stare at me. You know, one time I had to walk around about four or five different places just so that people wouldn't, you know,
gawk
at me.
So you had people, like, following you? Were you getting, like, a flock of groupies following you?
Well, people show up.
Okay.
You know, they see a microphone. They're wondering what's going on.
And one of those people was Diane.
Diane.
Who we're about to hear from. And who is Diane?
Do we already hear from the drunks rambling?
No, we skipped the drunks.
Oh, we skipped the drunks. Okay, good. Well, I don't know who Diane is, but she was in line with me for Dogfish Head, and we had a good conversation, and she's on the video also.
Okay.
But
so she was just a lovely decoration in the line there. And
she was interested in my shirt.
Okay.
She kept asking what company I was working for. So
all right. And going, so there it was, the microphone and the shirt.
Right. That's
there.
Right.
Okay.
And your logo, your brand for Big Foamy Head sticks out, and people notice it.
All right. Well, good. Well, let's hear what Diane has to say.
Recording. Who are you?
My name's Diane.
And you're from?
Right here.
Oh, cool. Right here being San Diego.
Southern California.
Oceanside or?
Fallbrook, presently. Okay. But before that, second generation San Diego.
So are you a big Stone fan?
Oh,
I'm surprised to see so many
Stone.
Women
I
at
am
this thing.
Women. And beer?
There are women everywhere, yeah. I've been to other beer festivals where it's like almost no women at all.
Well, the only women, you know, the difference is we don't have beer bellies.
Yeah, you get beer boobs.
You're not talking about mine, are you?
Yes. But, yeah, I mean, it's
I've
a sign
a
of a... you have to work to get this. It's
That's
a lot
right.
of work to get
That's
a beer
right.
belly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm a brewer, too, so I
you
enjoy
are.
A lot of my samples, yes. So.
What is your beer company
Just
called?
Home brewing.
It's home not brewing. Called Big Foamy Head.
Right. If I ever came out with a label, it'd probably be a Big Foamy Head brew.
Big Foamy Head
so,
brew.
Yeah, but I haven't done it yet.
I've been lobbying... lobbying. I've had seven beers. Okay. I've been lobbying for a Stone Brewery to come out with a Snail Trail Pale Ale.
Oh, that's a good name.
I think so.
It really is.
The logo we're here representing is
and
Slow
that would
food.
Be a chick beer, right? A beer aimed towards women?
No, it's actually towards the slow food movement.
Oh, okay. Right.
I mean, unless you think the name
really
of your
interview.
Company has something to do with men.
It's actually not a company. We're just buddies hanging out in a garage.
Buddy,
so.
Yeah. Well, we're a nonprofit organization.
Oh, you are.
You know,
okay.
We're legit. International, even.
Slow food is definitely picking up momentum. I talked to the guy from
Schlafly
Brewing. Have you ever heard of him? They're out of St. Louis Brewing.
Yeah.
St. Louis Brewing Company. It's called Schlafly.
It's a great town.
And he's into the slow food movement. So.
We are too. In fact, we're three board members.
So what is it? Tell me about it.
Slow food. We
we're
believe
our spot here.
In
people
we
taking
have
cuts.
We have a convivium, which the definition of a convivium is the getting together of a group of people for good food, good drink, good conversation, and most importantly, merrymaking.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's important.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the French, they spend like 3 or 4 hours having dinner. So, and that's how they bond. And they have family gatherings like that and all that. To the French. Vive la France. Oui, oui. All right. Well, it's been great meeting. Do you have a beer that you think is your favorite of the
and
that you drank today?
You think that, you know, beer that we want Greg to produce is somehow connected with women. But no, it's about the snail and slow food.
Okay, slow food. Okay, I like that idea. So, you've been... promoting that, huh? To him?
Oh, he's on our board.
Oh, okay, great.
Great.
Well, I'll look forward to it coming out to market. Thanks.
All right, so that was Diane and her promoting her Snail Trail Pale Ale, trying to find a brewer to come up with a recipe and brew some of that.
So she has an idea. That's how all great beers are born. First, think up a name.
Yeah,
then make a beer.
You have to admit it's a good name.
It is a good name.
It just rolls right off the tongue. Snail Trail Pale Ale.
That's right. I couldn't say it the first couple times.
So here's our buddy, Groucho, from Pekin, Illinois.
Hey, this is Groucho from the Beer Report. I'm hanging out with Rick from Big Foamy Head and loving every minute of it.
What are you drinking, Groucho?
Drinking some Pliny the Elder from Russian River Brewing. It is absolutely delicious. It's a double IPA.
Yeah, and it's one of the best of shows.
Yeah. I stood like an hour in line for this stuff, and it's really mellow. Actually, for a double, I was expecting it to kind of wallop me in the face, and man, this is easy drinking.
The lines are killing me.
That's kind of my problem right now. I'm kind of going towards some of these smaller ones I've never heard of, just because of the lines.
I'm running out of tickets.
I'm down to three.
I got one left.
There's some ladies over here who are willing to share.
All right, seriously?
For favors.
I might
have
to hit them up.
For favors of some sort.
I might have to hit them up. Yeah. 10 was just not enough. And I got a freebie.
I did too, from the mead stand over there.
Where the heck was mine? Oma Gang. I got a freebie from Oma Gang.
No, the mead guy was free for everybody. Don't feel special.
Oh, okay. You're always special, bro.
Thanks.
Come on. So, what's your favorite beer of the show?
Favorite beer of the show?
I don't know if they call it a show, festival, what the hell.
Well, I don't know. That's a tough call. I did have the Chipotle Smoked Porter from Stone.
Did you like that?
Absolutely,
I like that.
Yeah. You can't get it anywhere, so I really had to go out of my way to get it. And that's probably one of the best beers I've had today because I didn't know what to expect, and it was good.
I just stood in line for about 20 minutes for the Dogfish Head Pumpkin Ale.
Yeah.
Mediocre.
Really?
Yeah, I got to give it. That's my first mediocre rating of the day. So
really?
They did. It's not exceptional. It's not bad. It's a good beer.
There's a couple.
It's not worth waiting 20 minutes for.
Yeah, there's a couple Heffas that were kind of boring to me, too.
Yeah.
And some IPAs are just really as boring IPAs. I don't know what I'm looking for anymore.
I'm looking for a good bourbon-aged stout. I'd love to have some of that right now.
Where's Founders when you need them?
Yeah, where are they? Dark Lord, you know? Something like that, so... Anyway, it's a good time.
All right.
What'd I say? Dogfish Head Pumpkin.
Overrated.
Overrated, not so great. Don't stand in line 20 minutes for it. It's not worth it. We're out.
So Groucho enjoyed that beer, the Pliny the Elder.
Pliny the Elder.
Despite the lines.
Right.
Which you had to wait.
We had to wait. There were 10 coupons per wristband over 2.5 hours, 4 ounces per sample. It's a little over 3 beers.
Okay, so it's a 40 over 2 hours. Man, that's about an hour and 40 minutes too long.
Well, I know that. So nobody was getting hammered. We were all appreciating our beers and taking the time to savor them.
Well, it was probably a good thing you weren't getting hammered because of this next interview.
That's right. Got a good chance to talk to Greg Cook. He's the chairman and CEO of Stone Brewing.
Right. And so this is his baby, this whole event, and he was kind enough to give you a few words.
Let's take a listen.
15,000, sorry. So, anyway, we're at the 10th annual Stone Brewery anniversary.
Yeah, it's a 10th anniversary celebration and invitational beer festival.
And you are?
I'm Greg Cook, the CEO, co-founder of the Stone Brewing Company. And that guy right over there is a couple feet away. We'll pull him over. It's Steve Wagner, my partner in crime, our brewmaster. The guy to blame for all these tasty beers?
This is a fantastic festival. I've got to give you kudos for that. And it's a charitable event. So what charity are you promoting?
There's 4 charities for this particular event. Boys and Girls Club of San Marcos, the Palomar Family YMCA in Escondido, Fight ALD, and the Surf Rider Foundation.
Excellent.
Well, you know, this is a great opportunity for us every year. We look so forward to it. There's 41 breweries here today. Some of our best friends in the business, and, go figure. We made good friends with people who make really great beer. I've tended to make best friends with the people to make the best beer.
I thought that was interesting because, yes, that's one thing I've been remarking on all day is that these are some of the best brewers at least in the West Coast area.
Right.
And nationally, they've got a lot of attention. So it's amazing that you would bring them in with Stone. You know, it's kind of competition but friendly.
Because the best way to highlight great beer is with great beer. So, you know, I don't believe in this competition thing. There's competitors and there's compatriots. And for my mind, all the compatriots are the ones that make the great beer. The competitors are the ones that don't raise the bar.
Right, right. Okay. So these guys are extreme brewers. They're bringing their best.
And not necessarily in the extreme category, although some of them certainly qualify, but just they're fantastic. Whatever they do, they brew really great versions.
Right. I had your smoked porter chipotle. That was an excellent beer. That's my style. Arrogant Bastard's a little over the top for me, personally. I know a lot of people that love it. They live and die for it.
Well, I'm one of those.
I'm one of the porter guys. I like the smoked porter. That was the best thing I've had today. So,
very cool.
All right, appreciate your time.
Absolutely. It's great talking with you. Thanks for coming and joining us on the event.
Yeah, it's been a beautiful day. You always get good weather here in San Diego, right?
Not always, but this certainly qualifies.
All right, it's been a beautiful day. Thank you very much.
So, way to go. Badmouth the guy's beers.
I hope I didn't piss him off. It's just one of those, you know, open foot, insert mouth. Open mouth, insert foot, whatever.
But you can always play the I've been drinking card.
That's right. I'm sorry, I was drunk.
It wasn't me. I was drunk. All right. And so next up, you've got
another great interview. Steve Wagner. He's the brewmaster and president of Stone.
Okay. Hi, this is Steve Wagner, brewmaster and co-founder of Stone Brewing Company here at our 10th anniversary party.
Excellent party,
Invitational.
By the way.
Excellent party, by the way. Yeah. Invitational Beer Fest. Just enjoying a beautiful day with 5,000 of our close personal friends and, 40 breweries or something?
Two sessions, right?
Yeah, we've had two sessions today.
5,000 per session?
No, 5,000 total. 2,500 per session, sold out in advance. And I think we'll end up raising probably $80,000 or $90,000 for charity out of this event today. So
we're at your new facility. You guys are growing like crazy, right?
We're growing pretty fast. We're growing pretty fast, you know?
Yeah, I'm out of Memphis, Tennessee, and we get three of your beers. I'm trying to get them to bring in the 10th anniversary.
Right on.
I've asked the distributor to send some out.
Yeah.
Is it limited?
It is limited, yeah. The 10th, like all our special releases, we only make a certain amount. I think in this case it was like 7,000 cases or something. I mean, it was
as much as we could. Yeah, I haven't seen anything from Vertical Epic either in Tennessee.
Yeah, we made even less, so.
Yeah.
But we're trying to get some more capacity here and start ramping it up so we can do things like that, you know, get more of our beers to more of the states that we're in. So
as a home brewer, I'm thrilled to death that you guys are putting the Vertical Epic recipes out. I mean, that is just fun. So
yeah, we have a lot of fun.
I haven't tried a
recipe
yet, but I'm going to.
Yeah, you got to submit it for the contest. You know, we taste all.
I didn't know you had.
Yeah,
a
we do a Vertical Epic contest where the home brewers submit their versions of any of the recipes, and we do a tasting once a year and award a prize to the one that closest, you know, is the best at matching the original recipe.
Oh, fantastic.
So,
okay.
Yeah, we do it with our tasting panel. We all taste them when we decide.
Now, you do them all percentage-based because I'm sure the quantities you deal in with
metric
tons, right?
Wouldn't help you that much, but we use about 10,000 pounds in a brew or so.
Is your beer garden open?
No, it's about a month away from opening, so
okay.
We're getting closer.
I've checked out the videos. I don't know that my listeners have.
Uh-huh.
Tell us a little bit about your beer garden.
Well, it's going to be a wonderful restaurant with a large outdoor area beer garden. We're serving a lot of great food, you know, a lot of local, sustainable, organic stuff, a lot of different ethnic influences,
really?
All kinds of things.
Nice.
So it's going to be very eclectic, and we'll have 32 beers on tap all the time, you know, so our beers plus other beers that we like, and great bottle selection as well, and lots of cool stuff.
I notice your irrigation is the purple piping. Does that mean it's reclaimed water?
It's supposed to be reclaimed water. At this point, it's not yet, but it will be eventually.
Okay, so it's going to be reclaimed from the brewery, right?
Eventually, that is our goal. We're going to pre-treat our wastewater and use it for irrigation is our goal.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, so that's eco-friendly. That's
yeah,
nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to coming to the beer garden.
And all right, me too.
I'm sure the food's going to be very good. And, you know, on the website, you guys say that it's a piece of art.
Yeah.
So you can't really push it, you know.
That's right.
The timing isn't as important as getting it right.
It's 9 months behind schedule, but we don't care. You know?
Yeah,
it's just.
But it looks like the waterworks and everything you got there is going to be
coming
fantastic.
Along. Yep.
Very artistic.
Thanks.
All right, well, I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so those were two fairly good interviews, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could have gone around and harassed more chicks, but instead.
Yeah, you get the CEO and the president of Stone Brewing.
I guess you got to compromise your morals somewhere because you could have been hounding around some of the women out there, which you remarked there were a lot.
There were a lot of them. Did I mention that Steve Wagner tried to avoid the interview at all costs? That was one of those I had to be very patient to get. So.
Well, I'm sure it's because he didn't know who you was. Because
of course he did.
He'd have been like on your coattails. You know,
right.
trying to get an interview. Please, Rick, interview me next.
because of our market share, that we would lend towards Stone.
Because we have made and broke other breweries
that's right.
lesser than them.
Just but, on our whims.
That's right. Now, there was it was a great interviews, great event. Wish I'd been there. You suck, because I wasn't there.
Hey, you should have come.
I know I should have. It was great. And the thing is, though, I felt like I was there because I've seen the video.
That's right.
There's a lot cheaper than a plane ticket.
There are two really good videos out there. The guys from Dude Night did a video, and yours truly is on it, along with Groucho and Chud from the Beer Report.
And we can see the lovely and talented Diane of the Snail Trail Pale Ale, soon to be fame. And Groucho and
her convivium, too.
Yeah, them, too.
Part of her convivium.
And Groucho and the Mighty Chud are also...
They also have their own video.
Yeah.
So we will provide links to those. One's available on Google, one's available on YouTube. And please follow the links and take a look at the video, because it's actually very fun.
And participate in any beer fest near you, and we'll get
out
of here.
We had two beers.
Yeah.
We had the 10th anniversary ale. We need to give Clark a thanks again, because he gifted that to me.
Very nice of Clark to send that our way.
Fantastic. And then the smoked porter.
Which was great. And that was a first for me. I had no idea Stone had a porter.
The only way it would have been better if they would have put the Chipotle in there.
There you go. Okay. Everybody's got an opinion. Well, it was a great show, great beer. Enjoyed it as always. And we're going to wind up our Robin Trower, Now He's Back to Blues segment again with Someday Blues. See you next time.
Drive safe.
If you don't want to take my life, then baby, don't ask me to set you free. I know I can't stand to lose you, and no one to blame but me. But if you think about the past, maybe you'll come back to me someday. About the past, maybe you'll come back to me someday.